This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Fellow brother and sister in Islam, I'm your brother in Islam, Husseini Al-Khadim, Malaysia. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وبعد May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless us, shower His mercy upon us and forgive all our sins. Today, inshallah, we are going to share with you a topic that is important for all Muslims. It's about Islam, the misunderstood religion. Islam is a religion that belongs to Allah because Allah said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ Indeed, the religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Islam do not belong to me, don't belong to you. Now, this is the first thing that we must understand. Number one, what is Islam? The meaning of Islam is total submission to Almighty Allah, number one. Number two, Islam means peace. And number three, Islam means security. That means if anybody accepts Islam, his life is secure here in dunya and also will be secure in akhirah. Mean the security that Islam provides us is not only for dunya, but also for akhirah. That means for hereafter. Now, after we understand that Islam is a religion belong to Allah, why there is so many people outside is always having negative feeling and thoughts about Islam? Because they don't understand what is Islam. And I don't blame them, because we as Muslim, or so-called born Muslim, don't even understand Islam. Now you must remember, Islam don't belong to you or me. It belongs to Allah. Meaning, it's important for every one of us to differentiate Islam and Muslim. I am a Muslim. Every brother and sister is watching this program. You are a Muslim. Muslim means we accept Islam. Not Islam follow us, we follow Islam. There's a lot of difference between the people and the teaching. When people say anything negative about the Muslim, we just got to bear it, we got to listen, because what they say may be correct, may be true. Because we are not perfect, sometimes we show bad example. But if anybody criticizes Islam, we cannot just keep quiet. Because Islam is the perfect religion of Allah. There is nothing wrong with Islam. If there's something wrong, it's the Muslim. Yeah, it's to be blamed, not Islam. So don't let anybody misinterpret Islam and Muslim. You can say to anybody who condemns Muslims, maybe Muslims, they are bad and they are good, but don't allow anybody to criticize Islam. When I became a Muslim, the same thing, my family, they don't understand Islam yet. The same go to me, I don't understand Islam though, because I'm new to Islam. But I'm very blessed that Allah give me hidayah, that I do not come to Islam because of the people, because of the Muslim. None of the Muslim call me to Islam, but Allah give me hidayah to come to Islam through my little initiative to look for the truth. If I become a Muslim because of the people, I may just leave Islam because of the people. Because the Muslims sometimes show very, very bad example. But I got to admit that. Being a Muslim, you must be truth to yourself and true to others. But when people criticize Islam, I will never allow them. Because I said, brother, sister, I mean to the people who are not yet Muslim, if you say the Muslim is bad, I can agree with you. No big deal. But if you want to criticize Islam, I say, no, I won't allow you to do so. Have you understand Islam? Have you read the Quran? Have you read the saying of the Prophet? If you read the Quran, you will never criticize Islam. So now you must understand between Islam and Muslim. So you don't call yourself, I am Islam, no. You cannot say, I am Islam. You say, I am a Muslim. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Correct. You say, I am Islam, you are wrong. Islam belongs to Allah. It's a religion, not you. You are just a follower. That is number one. Number two, it's very important for us to differentiate between race and religion. Sometimes it becomes so complicated. Sometimes a lot of people who don't understand Islam, they always relate Islam with the Arabs. This is also wrong. In my country, maybe they will relate Islam with Malay. Also, it's not correct. Or maybe in India or Pakistan, you relate Islam with the Indian or relate Islam with the Turkish, and you relate Islam with the Pakistani. It's not correct. A race is a race. Allah is the one who created all races. He said, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ It's Allah who makes us into nation and tribe. So all nations belong to Allah. Whether you are Chinese or Indian, whether you are white or colored, all of us came from one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you must remember the history. Before Islam, Arabs, they are pagans. They are mushrikeen. They worship idols. Now, the Arab, they become Muslim. They become Muslim. They enter to Islam. That is correct. Malay, enter Islam. That is correct. Indian, enter Islam. That is correct. Chinese, enter Islam. That is correct. But don't make Islam become an Arab religion. That is wrong. Don't make Islam like a Malay religion. That is wrong. Or an Indian or Pakistani or Turkish. No. Because Islam belongs to Allah. We can follow Islam. Islam don't follow us. So you must make sure you understand the difference between number one, Islam and Muslim. Number two, between race and religion. Because we are confused. When we are confused, you make other people confused. I know being a Muslim, I have been a Muslim for more than 30 years already. I know how confused sometimes the people who are not yet Muslim. But it's our duty to make them understand. If you don't make it them understand, then you don't blame them when they have negative thoughts toward Islam. But you are to be blamed. That's why we are here to remind each other the misunderstanding. Stood religion on Islam is because we do not present Islam correctly. And because of our culture, again, make people more confused. There are people may think that when you become a Muslim, you must dress like the Arab. No, the Prophet never said you should dress like me. The Prophet said just cover your aura. How you want to cover your aura? It's up to you, as long as you cover your aura. Beautiful Islam is open for everybody. Can a Chinese become a Muslim and dress, Chinese costume? Why not? As long as it covers the aura. Can an Indian who become a Muslim keep his tradition and dress like the Indian costume? As long as it covers the aura. There's nothing wrong with the material. It's how you cover yourself. If you say that, to be a good Muslim, you must dress like the Arab. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahal also dress like the Arab. What is the difference? What is important is not how you dress, but is you must cover your aura. I give you another example. When a person become a Muslim, do you think that he must only eat with his bare hand? Yeah, the Prophet said, eat with your right hand. The Prophet never said, you must eat with your bare hand. You cannot use chopstick, you cannot use spoon or spoon. No, as long as you are right. The Prophet said, لا تقلو بشمال ولا تشرب بشمال. Don't eat, don't drink with your left, but with your right. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَشْرَبُ بِشِمَالِ Because shaitan eat and drink with the left hand. As long as you use the right, there's no problem. But there are times people, I encounter people who say that if you eat with chopstick, that means you are like a kuffar. Na'uzubillah, how can we say that? Because a Chinese, an Indian, or Malay, or Arab, all are Allah's creation. Allah said, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. With the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I made you speak different language and different color. All the color, the different culture, the different language is Allah's creation. Allah said that. He never said that. When you become Muslim, you cannot speak English, you cannot speak Tamil, you cannot speak Chinese. It's a language that Allah created. Only when you pray to Allah in salawat, then Allah wants you to talk to Him in the language that He chose, that is in Arabic. But other language still belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same go to any culture that do not contradict Islam, is been accepted by Islam as Islamic culture. Not only must follow the Arabic culture, only Islamic. No, even the Arabic culture, if it contradict, you must stay away. There's one time in the Arabs tradition, that if they got a baby girl, they prefer to bury the baby girl alive, because that is their custom. That custom cannot be applied anymore because it's un-Islamic. But any culture that do not contradict, you're welcome. To show us that how beautiful Islam is, Islam cater for everybody. Islamic culture is multicultural because it's for everybody. We cannot say that, oh, you must follow the Indian way, the Pakistani way, the Malay way, the Arab. No, you follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also one area that people always misunderstood Islam. When we talk about Islamic law, example, people used to relate to, this is Mohammedan law. No, please, never say that Islamic law is Mohammedan law. Because if you say Mohammedan law, that means you are talking about that the divine law is something that Prophet Muhammad, who created it, not from Allah. The law of Islam belongs to Allah. It's a divine law, not man-made law. That's why we are so different compared with other laws. Because other laws keep on changing because it's not divine. It belongs to human. Human is the one who come up with this regulation and rule. But Islamic law, it belongs to Allah from day one, from the time of the Prophet until today, until the future, until the day of judgment, the law of Allah will never change and it don't favor anybody. It applies to everybody and nobody is above law in Islam. Even the Prophet family, he said to Fatima, radiallahu anha, O my daughter, if you break any rule in Islam, I will act accordingly. If you steal, example, I will cut off your hand. The law applies to everybody. You don't have such kind of law in this world today. And there's no law that can protect us and that can give us security except the divine law. When you implement the divine law, you will feel so secure and so safe. I give you a little example. Maybe all of us have been to the Middle East, especially to Makkah and Medina, these two sacred holy land of the Muslim. If you are there, you will witness when the traders, when the people who have their goods been sold, when a prayer of time, on the time prayer comes in, they just take a piece of cloth and cover it. They don't have to close their shop totally and lock it up like what we always do in our own country. We fear so many things in our country. Why? Because we don't follow the divine law. We don't feel secure. Even we put all the alarm, we lock this, we lock here and there, still we feel not safe. You never see that people steal any car in the Middle East, especially in Makkah, Medina. People dare not. So everybody walk with peace. Everybody can just sleep somewhere with peace because the divine law protects you. And the divine law will give you security. Now, if anybody said Islamic law is Muhammadan law, that is wrong. Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah His duty is to convey the message of Allah to mankind, to tell people the do and the don't. And the Islamic law is not just for Muslim fellow brothers and sisters. If we think that Islamic law only for us, again we are wrong. Why? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. When you talk about Islamic law, you are talking about what is stated in the Quran. Not in any other books, but in the book of Allah. The do and don't. Everything is in the book of Allah when you talk about Islamic law. And Allah said, in the month of Ramadan that just passed us, is the month that Allah revealed the revelation, the Quran. For who? For me only? For the Arabs only? No. Allah said, Hudal linnas, for all mankind. For you and me. I'm a Muslim. It's for me. People who are not yet Muslim, they are also welcome to follow the law. I give you another example. Example in my country, we're Malaysian. We've been colonized by the British. The British have left us. We have our independence. But the Chinese, the Malay, the Indian, our country is following whose law? They are following the British law. It's not our law, but we can follow. Why? Because we are used to it. We have been educated in that way. Now, Islamic law also is applied for everybody. It's not only for me, for everybody. When people understand what is Islamic law, they will never, never say that Islamic law is not practical, is not fair. They will find pure justice in the Islamic law. But it is so sad to say that a lot of Muslims are not prepared to accept even the Islamic law. But I would like to call once again and remind myself, when you talk about Islamic law, don't be confused and don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the government, no. The Islamic law starts from yourself. It didn't start from the authority, no. It starts from yourself. How do the Islamic law been implemented in the time of Prophet? It didn't start with a country. It starts from every individual. If you have problem, how do you solve your problem? Maybe you go to somebody and ask for advice. You go to the court. Have you asked Allah and Prophet to solve your problem? Have you ever, when you encounter any problem, you come back to Allah, open the book of Allah, and look at the way the Prophet has shown us how to solve your problem? No. So how can you blame anybody than yourself? I always remind myself, the ayat of Allah, that Allah said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ ظَالِمٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Whoever do not follow the Islamic law, then he is a kafir. He is a wrongdoer, zalim. He is a fasiq, disobedient. This do not apply only to the authority. It applies to every individual. It applies to you. It applies to me. That's why Allah said, فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرْدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ. If you are you have any dispute, disagreement, in any matter, فِي شَيْءٍ, in any matter, refer back to the book of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet to solve your problem. Now, how many of us obey the command of Allah? Like what I said again, don't be confused. And don't think that I am saying that, oh, we must reinforce. No, you reinforce within yourself. When you have any domestic problem with your wife or with your husband, how do you solve your problem? Do you solve your problem by saying, I think I'm right? And the husband says, I think I'm right. Then the husband will use his veto. The man is always right. You see, boss is always right. Who said boss is always right? Allah never said that. We say that. Who is always right is Allah. Following Allah, nobody will go wrong. When you follow Allah, That means I'm not following anybody. Both parties humble themselves and follow Allah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us by saying, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tuqaddimu baina yadayillahi wa rasulihi wattaqullah innallaha samii'un 'aliim. O you who claim that you believe in Allah, we claim that we believe in Allah. Allah do not first force us to believe in, but we said, I believe in Allah, alhamdulillah. And Allah said, la tuqaddimu. That means you are not supposed to put the saying of anybody, the opinion of anybody, ahead of Allah's word and the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot do that. Meaning, if you believe in Allah, the Creator, the All-Knowing, the All-Seeing, then you should go back to Him first. Why must you go back to other people? Why must you entertain the opinion of somebody to solve your problem? Why not you go back to Allah? Ask Allah to help you by following what Allah said in the Quran. Then you are not following anybody. You don't have to feel bad. Oh, I always lose to my husband. Oh, my husband said, I always lose to my wife. Then people will say that I'm under the queen control. No. Both parties must humble themselves and put Allah's word and the teaching of the Prophet in front of us. That's what Allah said. لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَهِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Never, never put any opinion, any saying of anybody ahead from the saying of Allah and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Brother and sister, Allah who created us, He know our problem more than ourselves. He know our future. Why not you go back to Him? Please, I would like to call upon every one of us, starting from yourself, then your immediate family. If you have any problem, don't bring this problem to the court. Solve it within yourself, with the family. Because you are the hakim to yourself. You cannot say, what can I do? You can do something to yourself. You can stop yourself from doing something that is haram. You can do what is wajib upon you. You don't have to wait somebody to come and tell you, don't do this, don't do that. Allah have informed you what to do and what not to do. Simple as that. But what is happening today, because the confusion between ourselves, and sometimes we know the man-made law more than Islamic law. No? We tend to follow other people's rule than to follow the Islamic ruling. I don't blame you because, you know, being human, we are not perfect, and then we are not being reminded to do so. Give you another example. If you are doing business among Muslims, you have some problem. Why can't you solve your problem? Islamically, come back and see what Allah said, what the Prophet said about this. You have domestic problem, example. Why not you sit down and see what Allah said, what is the best for us to do now? By doing that, fellow brother and sister, I personally believe what Allah said is true, what the Prophet said is the best. If you don't do that, brothers and sisters, you make yourself very confused. Because you say you are Muslim, but you don't follow the Islamic law. You say that you are a believer, but you put your culture and custom ahead from Islam. There's a lot of confusion in the Muslim Ummah. I give you one last example, the confusion that always took place. Intermarriage. A lot of Muslims today, they know that Islam do not forbid you to marry anybody as long as he's a Muslim. Or she's a Muslimah. But we are so particular. Sometimes if Allah has predestined your son married to a non-Indian or Pakistani background, from other race, whether Chinese, whether Malay, now you're not feeling very comfortable now. Because you are only comfortable with your own race. Where is the spirit of Islam? Allah said, innamal mu'minuna iqwa. All believers is like a family. Where is your spirit? So inshallah, we believe that if you come back to Islam, in the way of Allah and the Prophet, you will never create any misunderstanding, yeah, about Islam to yourself, and you will never create any misunderstanding to Islam to the people who are not yet Muslim. So, brother and sister, once again, I would like to call you with the call of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, return back to the Quran and the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wabillahi taufiqi wal aqri da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.